Just a few halachot on the upcoming Chag Purim Sheyavo Aleinu Letova. Of course, halacha says that it is forbidden to fast on the day of Purim. Purim is considered a holiday that was documented in a book called Megillat Ta'anit. Oddly enough, Megillat Ta'anit is the book that documents the days that you're not allowed to fast. And Purim is one of them. Even though we do not really accept Megillat Ta'anit anymore, it was nullified. However, regarding Purim, it was not nullified. However, there's a rule when it comes to Megillat Ta'anit. Whatever's written in that book, not only is it forbidden to fast on the day, but it's forbidden to fast the day before. Well, we know the day before we do fast. As a matter of fact, it's called Ta'anit Estir. So the Hachamim explained that we accepted Megillat Ta'anit regarding the day of Purim itself, but not regarding the day before or the day after. So there's a din of Ta'anit Estir. The consensus of the poskim, Ta'anit Estir, is a minhag. That's the way Harambam explains it. That's the way Rashi and Masechet Megillah explains it. Acham Avadya, Alav HaShalom, wants to explain even that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam as well. That it's a minhag. Of course, Al Tefrosh Min HaSibur, a person must keep the traditions and fast when the people are fasting. And therefore, everybody should make an effort to be mit'aneh on the Ta'anit Estir. And the question then is, what about the exemptions? Well, there's a significant amount of exemptions when it comes to Ta'anit Estir. Of course, somebody that's chole, who's sick, clearly is patur from the fast. The Hachamim, when they made these fast days, they didn't make them including sick people that have difficulty times fasting because of their illness. If he's sick, he's patur. Patur doesn't have to make it up. He has an exemption. He has a legal exemption. Not only somebody that's sick, but somebody that a lady is pregnant, for example. All pregnant women would be exempt. Hachav Avadya is a little strict on this. He says it has to be after the first trimester, after the first 3 months. Hachav Ben Sion is more lenient when it comes to pregnant women. He says even from the beginning of the pregnancy, since today ladies are weak when they give birth, when they get pregnant, they have morning sickness and so on and so forth, so there's room to be lenient even on a pregnant woman immediately when she finds out that she's pregnant. When it comes to nursing women, everybody agrees that if she's actively nursing, so she'll also be exempt from the Ta'anit. Any actively nursing woman is exempt. The question would be, if she nursed and then she stopped nursing. So we also have a mahloket between the poskim. Acham Avadya evokes the 24-month rule on that. And he says that if a lady nursed and she stopped nursing, she's exempt from fasting from 24 months from when she gave birth, because her body still takes time to recover. And therefore, if when she stopped nursing, Ta'anit Estir comes within 24 months of a birth, of a giving birth, Hacham Avadya exempts, and he puts a stipulation, if she's weak, if she did not get back to herself. Hacham Ben Sion is not as liberal in that case. Hacham Ben Sion only gives 30 days. If a lady stopped nursing, she's not actively nursing, you count 30 days from when she stopped. If Ta'anit Estir is in that window, she's exempt. If it's past that window, she's obligated. The general rule would be then, when it comes to a nursing woman who's not actively nursing, basically, how does she feel? Within the first 30 days, everybody would say she's exempt. After that, you have to base it exactly if she's up to it. When it comes to a lady that just gave birth, who's not nursing, she gave birth, 30 days. She was in 30 days of giving birth. she would be exempt from fasting, ta'anit ester. Or, for example, God forbid a lady had a miscarriage. Also, 30 days, she'd be exempt from fasting. It's important to know the gedarim, because questions come up. And you have to know the rules, how we follow. There's another exemption. The exemption is for semahot. For example, a mohel, a biyaben, sandak, the three ba'ale berit Abraham, on ta'anit ester, it's a yom tov for them because they have a milah. And therefore, Hakam Avadya says, not only can they eat, but they should eat. It's a yom tov, and therefore they should not fast. And all these that we mentioned that have exemptions are exempt. They would not have to make up the fast at a later date. Once you have a ptur, the ptur is, it's a legal ptur. No makeup is necessary. There's a third level, which is not really somebody that's sick, or somebody that has a legal exemption, but somebody that has what's called a mihush. He's just a little weak. Like the halakha talks about ke'eve einayim. His eyes bother him, or he has a headache. He's functioning, but he's just weak. So in that case over there, although he's exempt from fasting on the day of Ta'anit Ester itself, however, he's not patur like the other cases. Only because he has this little headache that's bothering him. The Hakamim say, in such a case, he should make it up. After Purim, so he should make it up, a make-up date for the Ta'anit that he wasn't able to fulfill. That basically is an exemption. Another exemption should be mentioned would be a hatan. A hatan that's in the week of a Sheva Berachot. It happens. Somebody gets married the week of Purim. The week, a couple of days before Purim, and Ta'anit Ester comes out in the Sheva Berachot. Well, the hatan and kala, clearly it's a Yom Tov for them. And therefore they would be exempt also from the Ta'anit. And their exemption is a legal exemption. Therefore they would not have to, they would not have to make it up. But again, everybody should try as best as they can to fast these ta'aniyot. Again, as I told you, most of the poskim put it as a lighter fast, as a minhag. But there's some poskim that learned that ta'anit ester, the Ran says, it's actually mdivrei Kabbalah. He learns that it's actually hinted in Megillat Ester, or written, when it says divrei tzomot v'za'akatam. So there's some opinions that hold it's a major fast. Again, although we don't subscribe to those opinions, but the point is that everybody that has the ability to make the ta'anit, one should make every effort to fulfill the Mishnah of Al-Tafiq.